Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. Glad to have you folks with us tonight on Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. This is Gary L. Wimmer on Psychics Gone Wild, and myself, or should I say I, or should I say Linda Irwin and I, will be your host tonight. Before I go any further, I want to let my great, beautiful, interesting, fabulous co-host Linda Irwin introduce herself, and she's going to tell you about some surprises she has for you folks tonight. Linda, how's it treating you, girl?
Hey, Gary. It's great. We're actually going to go into a cool down here, so that should be really interesting, a taste of winter. But the kids might be having to wear parkas for Halloween night. Who knows? Mm-hmm. It is so good to work with you again, Gary. I just love working with you. You're so talented and so intuitive and so inspiring. I get something from everything that you share with every caller. But I do have 13 of the... thank you. I do have the 13 most haunted cemeteries, and we'll sneak a few of those in between callers. How does that sound?
That sounds like a winner to me, my dear. 13,
and
what
I'm
you
remind.
13 what?
Yeah, the 13 most haunted cemeteries. And
most
what about the most
cemeteries.
Wonderful prizes you could win on Blog Talk Radio? Well, that's where Psychics Gone Wild comes in. Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Use that contact us link. Put in your contact information and what you would like. Put that in the comments section. We're giving away all kinds of prizes and bigger prizes the closer we get to Christmas. Readings, books, music CDs, and so much more. And close to Halloween, we're giving away Candy Club. It's going to give out some candy. So be sure to get over there and get in for that. If you don't participate in candy, indicate that in the comments. Otherwise, just say, I love Psychics Gone Wild, and I'm in for the prizes. Also call the toll-free number, 1-844-935-7200. Leave your name, your location on the message, and who you love. Psychics Monopoly is another game we're playing getting closer to Christmas. All right, Gary.
All right, girl, all right. Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, as you well know. And we have several callers here, and we'll get to all you folks in a minute with some readings. Just want to let you know, if you do call in, don't hang up and call back. You go to the end of the line. And if you have called in and you do want to make a comment or get a reading, be sure and press 1 so we know that you want to make a comment or get a reading as opposed to just listening. So, my name, real short and sweet, is Gary Wimmer. I got interested in psychic ability back in the 60s. Had an amazing near-death experience in 1977. I wrote a book about by the way, Linda, I don't know if you're familiar with Evan Alexander, wrote the book Proof of Heaven. I've been working with some of the folks involved in his organization, trying to help them organize a little bit. The story I wrote is called The Second Eternity. It's quite interesting. It's available on Amazon and Google for those of you all who would like to check it out. You can find out about, of course, both Linda and I on Psychics Gone Wild. You can also Google my name and probably Linda's as well, Gary Wimmer, Linda Irwin. And I want to mention one other thing. In 1980, I met a lady who did readings by reading stones, a method called lithomancy. She taught me her method. I've used it since 1980. It became my main method. I wrote a book on it. For those of you folks who would like to know a little bit about how to read patterns in stones, it's called Lithomancy. That's Lithomancy. The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And you can check it out at Amazon and Google. And meanwhile, we're going to go to our first caller. And Linda, you let us know if you want to do a commercial or give away some goodies or tell about the weirdest graveyards or any of that. Okay, my dear?
All righty.
Keep me posted. All right. We're going to start off on the area code 562. 562, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Who are we speaking with?
Rondria.
Rondria?
Hi, Andrea.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
Well, my question is, when do you see me having a baby?
Okay, I'm going to pass that over to Gary since I don't do anything with timelines. My ETs will give what's coming up soon, but they don't say like a month, 2 months, or whatever. But Gary's really good at that.
Okay. Well, I may not see that date, but I'll tell you what I see. Are you with the person you want to have the baby with now?
No, not yet.
Well, that's kind of, you got to put the horse before the cart, my dear. unless you, you know, want to have a clumsy relationship. So let me kind of tell you what I feel about getting the right father into your life. Is that probably more what you'd like to know a little bit about? Does that make sense to you? Rondria, you there? You still with us, girl? I'm not hearing
you. Where'd she
go? I don't know if she's still connected. I cannot hear. Well, we'll get back to you.
Well, people in the chat room are saying we're having problems. They can't hear, and they're trying to call in. And I know Blog Talk was giving me problems earlier when I was trying to change the episode. It wouldn't let me sign in for quite a while.
We've had a lot of problems.
I don't know what's going on. Everybody call in to 773-897-6461. And see if you can listen that way. If you just want to listen, go ahead and just don't press anything. If you want to talk to us, then press 1. So.
And try to get back to Rondria in a minute. Obviously, she can't hear. So we'll try another call here. Again, folks, we apologize for Blog Talk Radio and Skype. There are technical issues we have to battle ourselves. So we're not making them. Be patient with us. 352, are you there? Are you code 352?
Yes, I'm here, Gary. How are
you? Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, we're going to try to connect you, my dear, with Linda. Kathy, this is Linda.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Linda. How you doing?
Great. What can we do for you?
I'm just wondering what the rest of this year is going to look like for me.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be all of just the rest of this year or part way into the next year, but I'm actually seeing you meeting a man. I don't know if this is going to be just a friendship, work situation, a romantic situation, but it looks like it's very positive for you. He is a light worker, and he is one that will be very strong in helping you to get what you need on your path.
It's not the one that I'm with now.
No, this shows somebody, it was the third card, which means it isn't present, it's in the future.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that the one you're with isn't good for you. This could just be, like I said, a friend or potential coworker of some kind that will be able to, like, mentor you on your spiritual path.
Okay. That sounds good. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Gary?
Well, Kathy, would you like me to do a quick 3-month reading for you? Tell you what I see over the next couple months for you?
Sure, that would be awesome.
Okay, we've got some sort of buzz coming from somewhere, folks, so y'all just bear with us because bugs are often hard to find, especially when you don't own the software. So, having said that, Kathy, I'm charging up these 16 stones I use. Real quickly, I use 16 stones. 10 planet stones, some through Pluto, some Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. And 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And Kathy, they're nice and warm. I've been charging up with my hands into it. All you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you in just a couple minutes what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Drop.
So whenever you... Oh, you're ready to go, girl. Well, you are actually ready to go. You've got a... the magic stone is pointing right towards Saturn right at the top. So even though you may be feeling some sort of restraints or constrictions right now, limitations, and you're probably dealing with a lot of things about the past here that have kind of come up with old plans, things about place, things about relationships. As you move forward in this next week or two, allow yourself to really learn a lot. And even though there's some obstacles you're having to face right now, some clumsiness, as you allow yourself to apply what you know from past experiences and how you've managed to make things work in spite of problems you've been up against, so to speak, you're going to find in the next week or two, you're going to get a lot of fresh ideas about your plans for the future and how you deal with your environment now and how you deal with the pressures around you. And by the third and fourth week here, it feels like a lot of good male energy is directed back your way. By the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, it feels like because you're learning what you can from past experiences in this first week or two and put it into play so you can dream bigger, have better visions. From the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, it's opening up a lot of good feelings for you emotionally, fresh plans again. And also by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, you're going through a lot of changes about love, and it feels very good for you because it's going to put a lot of things in the past that really need to be in the past. And toward the end of this three-month period, you make a lot of decisions about commitments in the future. And you see how much luck you brought yourself in this three-month period just because you're starting to apply in this first couple of days and week here what you've learned. And do that with a sense of optimism, even if you don't quite see how everything's going to work out right now. Does this make sense to you? Short and sweet?
Yeah, that sounds really good. Okay, great.
Good, girl. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Be inspired, okay?
Oh, I've been patient for 4 years.
Hey, sometimes it takes a while. I'm 66. I just learned it in the last 3 years. So. Have a good day, Kathy.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You too. I'm going to try back to see
great.
If we get Rondia again. Rondia, are you still there? You
hello,
the
I'm here.
Okay,
yes.
You got cut off a minute ago. I don't know what happened, but now you wanted to let me. I was going to give you a short one, and I'm going to let Linda handle the next call or two. You wanted to know about getting your baby, right? Being pregnant, correct?
Yes.
Well, let me do this. Let me do you a favor and kind of tell you what I feel about love and partnerships, because that's important. Okay.
Okay.
So all you have to do, my dear, is just say drop whenever it feels right to you.
Okay.
Just say drop one time real clearly.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't let other things about men in the past steer you away. It feels like you're doing a lot of healing about that. And that's probably very healthy for you because as you go through this next couple of weeks with really... re-empowering yourself, believing in yourself, and probably getting a better idea on future relationships, that is actually what's going to help you get on the path to bringing the right relationship into your life. So give yourself a break here. There's certainly been some issues with men that have been complicated to you, and that's probably why you're more concerned about do you want a baby than do you want the right father with the baby. So think about that and in the next couple of weeks. And as you do, from the third and fourth and fifth week on, you're going to actually start really feeling a lot better about yourself and about your own beauty and harmony and ability to get the right relationship for you. And from the seventh and eighth and ninth week, again, this is real quick and short and sweet, but from the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, because you're letting go of a lot of this bad stuff in the first week or two, by the seventh, eighth, ninth week, you're going to feel so much change in the way you look at love and relationships. And that's what I feel like is bringing the right love in your life or setting you up toward it to where you can not only have get the right partner, but have a baby with the right partner. That's kind of what I see. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, dear. Don't be afraid to let go of the past. You know, every woman I know is going through tough things with guys. It's just part of nature. Am I correct, Linda?
Absolutely.
Isn't that the nature?
It's human nature. That's why we're here, is to experience all facets of it.
That's true. So stay encouraged, okay, girl? Draw the right guy to you, and you'll draw the right relationship and the right child. But let go of the fear you have and the doubt and the frustration you have first. Start a whole new life the way you look at yourself and men and relationships. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
That'll really help you, girl. God bless you. And to all you folks, you can always listen back on the archives and download the reading or listen to it again. Having said that, we're going to move to 715, and probably after this, Linda, we're going to let you do one of your announcements. How's that?
Okay.
715, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name's Kevin.
What is it? I didn't get it.
It's Kevin.
Kevin, okay.
Hi.
Kevin, meet Linda. Linda, meet Kevin.
Good to meet you.
Hi, Kevin. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm kind of curious on where my path is headed. I've been a light worker for, like, since 98, and kind of curious where the future's going to be, if there's work out there that I'm going to be doing, or if I'm kind of at where I'm going to get to. So.
Okay, I'm actually seeing a couple of really interesting cards for you. One is called the White Rescue Ship, and what a White Rescue Ship shows me is that you've been taken out of a negative situation and pushed right into the positive path that you want to be in. I'm also showing something that deals with health or healing. And I'm showing that it's not right where you are. They're showing a ship that's moved away from your immediate location. So it could be something you're doing remotely online, or it could be that you may go outside of your immediate area to do this. How does that sound?
Sounds good. I'm wondering, you know, where the path is going. I've been kind of stuck in the same area for the last year and a half, so I'm not really sure where the future is taking me. So,
well, the rescue ship is showing me that you're getting unstuck, and the fact that it showed the medical card gives me an indication of some type of healing or counseling type work.
Okay.
Right where you are.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Gary?
I was agreeing with you. You know what I was feeling, Kevin, is with your knowledge and experience, it's sort of like a branch out to a new dimension of that in some way, a new extension, that's what it felt like. Like you've got your basics and so forth, but reach toward another level of your expertise. That's what I was feeling. I think that's the same thing Linda was picking up. As soon as she said, I see several opportunities, that's exactly what I felt. There's all those new branches on your tree. And remember, Kevin, it's not so much what fate deals us, it's what we bring to ourselves. That's equal creator. Think big, be brave. I always say, like running the 100-yard dash, you don't want to be thinking trip. You want to be thinking win, 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 so you do win. So create your future and also let it unfold your way. But both are active require active participation. Does that make sense to you, my brother?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
God bless you. Have a good night, Kevin. Thanks for calling in.
Bless you both,
thank
too.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Kevin.
Should we do
a
Candy Club Halloween? Oh, go ahead, Linda.
First, I was going to invite everyone to our Real Psychics Gone Wild Facebook group. That's right, facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. Also, the Psychics Gone Wild official page on Facebook. Go over there and like it. Lots of interesting information in that page. As well, you can follow us here. That way you get all of the upcoming episode information right to your inbox. Never miss an episode again because it will be right there for you. Yes, let's go ahead and play the Candy Club commercial.
Where's my candy?
Oh, now, Igor, just settle your chains and go back in your cave. You know I've been slaving over a hot cauldron all day and have not had time to go out on my broom from house to house. Do you have this problem at your place? ghoul friends coming over and nothing to serve? Candy Club is the best place to have premier candies delivered to your door. You can enjoy the brand name candies yourself, share them with your family, or send them to a friend. Want to feel sweet all year round? They offer money-saving multi-month plans that save you cash while sweetening your stash. Every month, you'll receive a new box of hand-picked candies and treats from our huge selection. Candy Club wants to deliver fresh candy to your door month after month. Each month, you'll receive a selection of 2 to 3 pounds of your favorite candies. There are thousands of candies could give you and your loved ones millions of smiles and cackles. All you have to do is sit back and get ready to enjoy the sweet life. In fact, the only choice you have to make is how many months you want to enjoy the sweet life. If you're craving a short-term sweet tooth fix, then a one-month supply could be the perfect treat. For long-term sweet satisfaction, their multi-month memberships can give you even more to enjoy. They are the crusaders of candy, the sultans of sweet. The whole reason they're here is to make your life a little easier and a little sweeter at the same time. After all, what's wrong with a little indulgence every now and then? Especially when you can share a smile or a scream with the people you love. That's the spirit. Happy Halloween, trick or treat.
Yeah, good, Linda, good.
Yeah, I loved making that one. But let's let Igor take us to www.buzzfeed.com, where they have the 13 most haunted cemeteries. Number 13, Bachelor's Grove Cemetery in Bremen, Illinois, is famous for the apparition of a transparent woman sitting on a tombstone. She has been named the Madonna of Bachelor's Grove. There's been actual pictures taken of the woman sitting on the tomb as she stares off into the distance. Number 12, Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin. Among the many ghosts that haunt Glasnevin Cemetery, there is the ghost of a dog who's often seen visiting the tomb of his old master. The dog starved to death after refusing to leave the tomb of Captain John McNeil Boyd. Number 11, this shouldn't be too surprising, Boot Hill in Tombstone, Arizona. According to Terry Ike Clanton, this cemetery is haunted by a ghost who's wielding a knife. Clanton was trying to take a black and white picture at the cemetery, and when he developed his pictures, he realized there was a mysterious man behind him. He said that no one was behind him at the time the photo was taken. Number 10, Cemetery Hill, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Gettysburg is known to be one of the most haunted places after the Battle of Gettysburg in 1863. Visitors have claimed to experience phantom smells and apparitions of ghosts warning people to leave. Number 9, Resurrection Cemetery, Justice, Illinois. Resurrection Cemetery is claimed to be home of the famous ghost Resurrection Mary or Bloody Mary, depending on who you ask, according to locals. Mary's ghost is a young girl with blonde hair and blue eyes, wearing a white dress. She's been seen hitchhiking near the cemetery. Others say that she's been spotted dancing around the cemetery. Number 8, Valley of the Kings, Luxor, Egypt. The Valley of the Kings is believed to be haunted by multiple pharaohs, including King Tut. It's said that when excavators open a new tomb, they release the spirit of whoever was in it. Paranormal sightings that have been reported by watchguards include the ghost of Akhenaten and a pharaoh on a chariot being pulled by black horses. I'll do one more and then we'll save the rest for later in the show. Number 7, Howard Street Cemetery, Salem, Massachusetts. It is believed by locals that Howard Street Cemetery is haunted by the ghost of Giles Corey. He was a farmer who was accused of being a warlock during the Salem witch trials. It's said that Corey's ghost is seen around town before or after something tragic happens. Are you enjoying this show and all of our shows on Psychics Gone Wild? Be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Use the Contact Us link. put in for prizes. You can also schedule readings that way. Just look through the list of our wonderful light workers we've got on the site. Find the one that resonates for you, Gary, or any of our fabulous people, and make that personal one-on-one reading time schedule. All right, Gary.
All right. Well, that's some haunted cemetery news, and we've got several more coming up. Thank you for doing the research on that, Linda.
Sure.
We're going to take some more calls, and for those of y'all who have called in and have not pressed one, we've had a lot of y'all probably either just listening or you didn't press one for a reading. So if you do want a reading, press one. Try to get to as many of you folks as we can, and always a pleasure to work with Linda. Area code 215, let me get you online here. Can you hear us, 215?
Hi, yes, I can hear you.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Oh, this is Jackie.
Jackie. How are you, Jackie?
Good.
Hey,
how
Jackie.
Hi.
Good. Well, Jackie, I'm going to let Linda put some of her magic on you, okay, my dear?
Okay.
Oh. Okay. What, do you have a question?
I do. I want to know when I'm going to fall in love.
Hmm.
Well, that's always
a hard
one. Well,
they're not giving me an actual date, but it looks like it's going to be fairly soon. It also looks like the star family is watching over you, and I'm seeing something to do with an older woman that's around you in the physical. And this has something to do with where you're going to meet the person you fall in love with. Does that resonate?
An older woman that's around me now?
Mm-hmm. Could be a mother, aunt, grandmother, friend that's older.
I have a friend that's older. My mom is fast, and all my aunts, except for one, which is she lives far away.
Okay, well, this would probably be the friend. This looks like you're going to meet through her somehow.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Gary?
Good.
Well, Jackie, I was just going to tell you something that I've noticed just in life and also intuitively a lot from doing readings for ladies. The lady I live with now, who I love dearly, she came up and introduced herself to me 5 years ago. I pursued her for 3 years, and she finally agreed to move in with me about 2 years ago. So,
Wow. Be bold.
Yeah, be bold. If you see some people you'd like to meet, it can be a man, a woman, a couple, just people in general. Jump out there. Sometimes you ladies wait a little bit too often for guys to make the move, and sometimes we're tired of it. You know, and it's okay. Number two, when you said, when am I going to fall in love, I know what you mean. You're saying, when am I going to find the mate of my life? Fall in love with yourself right now. Fall in love with your life. Fall in love with the situation. And the more you do that, you'll bring the icing on top of the cake, which is the person to love you back as much as you love yourself. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Think about it that way, girl. Be in love right now. Don't wait for someone to fill up your life. Fill up your life with love and let them compliment it. Does that help you, girl?
Okay. Yeah,
really,
thank you.
It'll work. It'll work. It'll work. God bless you, Jackie.
All right, thank you.
I bet you'll agree with me on that, don't you, Linda? You gotta love yourself.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we're not good for anyone else unless we're good for ourselves first.
Amen. Moving right along, I'm going to go to, let's see, who's been here longest. This is area code 229. Are you with us, 229?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Melvin.
Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi.
Yes, I just wanted to ask about my job. I work at a group home here in Georgia, and about four employees has been fired. One quit, but other three was fired. But they're bringing in new people. But I don't feel comfortable with the other guys because I feel like they're not professional at all, younger guys. And I just want to know, my supervisor, like, he's trying to stick me on night shift, and I applied for night shift when I first got the job, but they didn't have it. They needed me from 3 to 11. Do you see me staying there or getting things straightened out with these people?
Hi, Melvin. I've talked to you before a long time ago. Run into these situations, don't you? I really feel for you because I know you're such a responsible, hardworking person, and here are all these people that aren't doing their jobs, and it's really tough on you. I know that. But what I'm actually seeing in the cards for you, Melvin, is to maybe while you're working this particular job, start looking somewhere else. They're showing me to be an apprentice at something new, something that you haven't done before. And that might require going back to school a little bit, perhaps online. But they're also showing me, I don't know if your supervisor's a woman or not, but that it's somebody you should communicate with. If that is the case, you need to tell her what's going on. And they're also showing me another man that could be a good influence for you. He's very strong, and it might not be even anybody that works there, but somebody that you know outside of work. Does that make sense to you?
My supervisor, well, one is a male, younger guy. Actually, one of the guys I coach football, I coach him myself. And the lady, she's an older woman. And it's just, you know, this guy named Brian, I thought he was my friend, but I came in a couple of days ago and spoke to him. He didn't say anything to me. And I asked him what was wrong, but he still didn't say anything to me. So what was all that
about? Oh, I want to tell you about Brian. We're going through something called Mercury in retrograde now. Mercury will come out of retrograde on the 25th. A lot of people are having misunderstandings in their friendships and other relationships. Give it a little bit of time. Give it a few days with Brian. I'm sure he is still your friend, but he's probably very conflicted, and communications and signals are getting crossed right now. So be patient with him, okay?
Okay. Well, did someone tell him anything about me or something?
No, I'm not getting that. I'm just getting that Brian is kind of in his own funk right now. Hmm. It doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with him. But I'm going to hand you over to Gary, see what Gary's got to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I'll concentrate on your job over the next couple months, and all you have to do, my brother, is just say drop. Whenever you say drop, I'll drop these tones and look more at your job in that situation, okay?
Okay. Okay, drop.
There you go. Well, actually, you know, what's interesting is you're kind of looking back and thinking, God, everything was working better recently. And I think that should spawn you into recreating things that work for you. That's why you're kind of going through this shift, to learn how to reconnect with your determination, with your ability to communicate. And I agree with what Linda said. Communication is kind of strained right now. And I also agree that whatever she was saying about your boss, whatever, there's a lot of mixed feelings y'all have had. There's a lot of ups and downs, a lot of good and some frustration. So as you go through this next week or two, start really feeling empowered about how you're going to change the dynamics. You can't change somebody else, but you can change how you act, react, think, connect, communicate. And I feel like you're doing that at your job right now at the right time, at the right place. Brings confidence up to you to not only improve the situation there, but to indeed put you in a situation when you're actually looking for a better gig, better place, better money, and more respect. And you kind of learn to get there by mastering what you're dealing with right now a little bit better. Don't be angry at yourself. It's sort of the time and place and Mercury and retrograde, but let yourself rethink about all this in the next couple of days and week. And in about 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to have a lot more solidity, a lot more ideas how to deal with that, and you're going to start thinking outside the box as far as your own career and future, and that's going to help you communicate much more effectively and make better decisions. Just let things kind of go around right now and investigate them, see how they feel, that sort of thing. Does that make sense to you, brother?
Yes, sir, it does. Yes.
Yeah, do some evaluation and, you know, just let yourself process all the possibilities. And then when you feel empowered, Pardon me?
I'm sorry. Do you see them offer me a promotion on night shift?
because I work, like, now I work from 3 to 11, but lately they've been making me come in, scheduling
well,
me
I think,
9 to 9.
Well, that's what I think you get this power over the next couple of days or week to be able to go to them and negotiate what you want.
Well,
you know,
I've
got it feels like communication is strained. Give it a week or two, and then you'll be in a situation to know how to, advance yourself no matter what they say or do. You'll know how to respond, react, think, talk. Right now it's a lot of change and insecurity, so let that kind of pass over. And a lot of memories with this guy, good, bad, and ugly, let that pass over you so you can think clearly about it. And then you're in a position to be able to negotiate on your own behalf much, much stronger and much more confidently.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you,
now,
brother?
I did write my supervisor a letter last night on my job saying, you know, that I could only work the shift that, you know, they hired me for. But if they want to work for me to work on night shift, it would have to be full time, and it have to be
well,
the salary
you did the
that
best.
They got it quit. They got.
You did the best you can do. You put out your 2 cents worth, and that's all you can do. And they're looking at that now. So you allow yourself the same space to kind of like put a breather on your worry about everything. That's really what you want to do. And that gives them the time to process this. Does that help you, Melvin?
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank
God. God bless you, brother.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, love you. Thank you.
Love you too, Melvin.
Melvin, Kevin, you ladies that called in, all you folks that called in, you can go back and listen to the archives again, download it, listen to it, and get another idea. Linda, it's 8:36. You want to do a Blue Moon Treasures or tell us about some more funky grave sites?
Well, actually, we're working things out right now with Blue Moon Treasures, but we will be broadcasting more about them later on. In the meantime, I do want to go ahead and share the rest of those haunted cemeteries.
All right, we're ready for that. We are ready for that, my dear.
All right, number 6, La Recoleta in Buenos Aires. La Recoleta is known to be haunted by a young girl, Rufina Cambaceres. Rufina was buried alive after she was mistakenly pronounced dead. Once her body was found trying to escape her tomb, her father redesigned her tomb to resemble his daughter trying to escape it. It's now believed that Rufina haunts the place and goes around digging up other graves in order to make sure that no one is buried alive. Number 5, Western Burial Ground, Baltimore. Not only is this the place where Edgar Allan Poe is buried, but this is also the place where the skull of Cambridge is buried. It's believed that the skull once belonged to a minister who was murdered. His skull was placed in a segment of cement to stop the screams that were apparently coming out of the tomb. According to visitors, the screams are still audible, and they apparently linger in their heads for some time. 4, Highgate Cemetery. This one's in North London, England. The cemetery is not only known for having the tombstones of Charles Dickens and Karl Marx, but it's also famous for being haunted by the Highgate Vampire. According to urban legend, the Highgate Vampire is a 7-foot-tall phantom that has attacked people since 1960. Number 3, Stull Cemetery. The Gates to Hell in Douglas County, Kansas. Stull Cemetery is also called the Gates of Hell because it's believed to be one of the many entrances to the netherworld. It is also believed that the whole graveyard is filled with evil forces, especially near the church. Number 2, Greyfriars Kirkyard in Edinburgh, Scotland. If you've never witnessed a poltergeist and you want to, then you need to go see Greyfriars Poltergeist of Sir George Mackenzie. According to visitors and tour guides, the poltergeist is capable of physically attacking people. There are tours which take people to the site where the poltergeist resides. All right, drum roll, please. the number one haunted cemetery, according to BuzzFeed.com, is St. Louis Cemetery in New Orleans. St. Louis is famous for its tours, which take you directly to the tomb of voodoo queen Marie Laveau. It is said that her spirit haunts the graveyard and that she continues to help those who dare knock on her tomb. Okay, I'm not going to be doing that anytime soon. You can go to BuzzFeed.com and look up the haunted cemeteries that every ghost story lover should love. And be sure to check out all of the photographs that go with those, because they're pretty amazing. You want to know something else that's pretty amazing? You can win prizes right here on this show. That's right. You never know when Jethro, myself, or anyone is going to pull a wonderful, even spooky prize during October for you. So be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, use the Contact Us link, fill in the information, and get into the prizes. Also take the time to schedule that personal one-on-one reading with the reader of your choice. We also have healers there, too, like Dina Flanagan, should you need a little bit of healing assistance. And call 1-844-935-7200. It's our toll-free number. Tell us where you're from, give us your contact information, and tell us who do you love for Psychic Monopoly. All right, Gary.
That's pretty neat, Linda. The crowd's going wild for you again, my dear, from your research, your announcements, and your good memorization of phone numbers and contacts and ideas. Appreciate it.
Sure.
We're going to try to get a couple more of you folks in. We really appreciate you folks calling in tonight. And we've got about 18 minutes, so we'll get as many of you can as we can in tonight. 443, are you with us?
Hello. How are you guys tonight?
Hi, 443. What's your name, my
Hello.
Dear?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Go ahead, Linda.
And what can we answer tonight?
My question is, what do you see coming up for me?
Okay, so this is just a general?
Yes.
Well, I'm seeing, actually, on the other side, there's a young male, at least younger than you, that has been watching over you. It is someone mm-hmm. that you knew in life.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a relative, friend, or who this is, but they are kind of watching over you, and you sense their presence. I'm also showing another young male that's a light worker. This
okay.
could be a relative also, or the son of a friend, someone that is
okay.
going to rely on your guidance, and they're also going to be helped by this young male spirit on the other side. I'm also seeing
okay.
the builder card, which is building the foundation for perhaps your own business or perhaps
mm-hmm.
a gathering of people to help them, assist them on their path. Does this resonate
okay.
for you?
Yeah, I don't know about these two young male on the other side, but yeah.
Well, one could be a guide, actually. The one on the other side could be a guide.
Well, my mom did lose twin boys, but they're older than me. But that was before.
Okay,
I was
when
born.
They crossed, were they younger than you are now?
They died at birth.
Okay, then that might be it.
Uh-huh.
That very well could be it. It's very, very often that relatives that cross early like that, we call them earth angels, they
right.
cross for a purpose to bring people together sometimes, but they
mm-hmm.
will continue their work after they cross by being a guide and helping out the family members. So that's
oh, okay.
very likely. But, yeah,
okay.
this is someone, this other young male is someone you haven't met yet, but you will be a good, strong influence. Okay,
yeah,
Gary?
Yeah.
Well, Nicole, if you'd like, I'll give you 3 months in about 2 minutes. How would that be?
That'd be fine.
Well, I'll tell you what, as I was telling the earlier callers, I'm using 16 stones, 10 plant stones, and personal stones, charging them up with your energy. And all you have
mm-hmm.
to do, when it feels right, is one time very clearly say drop. I'll drop them.
Okay.
Say what I'm thinking.
All right. Drop.
Okay. Well, you actually have a lot of fresh direction coming in your life. You really do. You've got a lot of stones here in the first couple weeks, and I can't explain them all because there's just not time. But it has a lot of things to do with love, with family, with good decision-making, and we're starting to look outside the horizons here in the next couple weeks, sort of like where you want to go. We want to, what you want to do with your life and so forth. And so as you feel this sort of like a return to your resonance is what it feels like, to where you can make decisions and follow through and they work, or you get a clear indicator, okay, go right, go left. That seems like it's what's coming into play in the next couple of weeks. So even if you haven't been real sure about things up to this point, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You can't change yesterday. But just in this first week, in the life stones at the very top at 12 o'clock, so it's saying, like, really believe in yourself again. This is a good time for new investments in yourself on all sorts of psychological, spiritual decision-making. Because by the third and fourth week, not only do you start seeing a lot of things you want to do, fresh things you want to do, you're also getting the organization planning to pull them off, and you're letting a lot of this stuff from the past or from your own doubts take backstage, so they're not running your life. Not the potential doubts and fears, but the potential outcomes. And that feels like from the 9th to the 12th week is not only fulfilling this thing of love happening in your life, but it's bringing you a lot of fresh adventures, a lot of fresh ideas about plans. Certainly you can consider education, getting new skills, all that sort of thing. But there's a lot in this 3 months. I can't get into it all. But the main thing I feel right at the top is this life stone next to love and magic and the magic stone. This really open up. You probably know you're in a good opportunity, a good spot in life, and don't quite 100% accept it yet. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, accept it. There's a lot of good moves for you. There's a lot of good emotion, a lot of good thoughts. So go with that, and what you don't know, you will discover. Be patient.
Okay. All right.
That help you, girl?
Yeah, that helped me. It's just like like I said, I just got married in July, and I just got married, and I got court coming up. I just moved to a different location, and I've been helping family out and trying to look for a job and trying to build my life with my husband, and it's been a lot going on. Like I said, I've been job hunting. Trying to look for a job and trying to save money to get our own place and hopefully have a family.
Well, you're doing everything you can do. Don't get exasperated in trying to feel like you're holding a whole world together. Be inspired by the fact that you've only got this moment, and that's all you have to deal with.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's,
really.
Yeah.
The rest of it will unfold. Got a lot of good opportunity and luck in your life, and I was feeling a lot of stuff about love and family. It's very healthy for you, so don't talk yourself out of feeling empowered and fortunate and taking some big steps in your life in this next couple of months. Okay,
thank you.
That's short and sweet what I see, girl. I hope that helps you.
Alright,
oops, cut you off, sorry Nicole. I tend to do that sometimes. You get the right run the switch, and it'd be great to have you with us, my dear. We're going to move on to a couple more calls here. This is area code 360. Are you with us, 360? 360, are you there? Well, may not be there. We'll try to come back to you. We're going to try to go to area code 509. 509, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Who are we speaking with, my dear?
Oh, hi. My name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
All right. Erica from Washington State, you have a beautiful voice, and I want you to meet my beautiful co-host.
Thanks. My question, I do have a specific question, and it's about, like, school. All I need to take is statistics next quarter, and then I graduate. But before that, I need to take this math class now, and if I pass this one, then I move on to the next, and then I graduate. So what I want to know is whether you see me passing this Math 94 class. I'm kind of struggling, but I am focusing, going to tutoring, putting, like, effort into it. So, I mean, I just want to pass the class with any grade, as long as I pass.
Are you still with us, Linda? Oop, I see.
What?
I see. Hold on just a second. Hold on just a second. A little technical flaw here. Linda, can you hear me? Yeah.
Hi, Erica. I do see a golden liberation card, which means you will get through it just fine.
I also see security, which means that you will be very peaceful in working with this class. And I see that the only thing that's really blocking you is your own fears. But they also showed me something you can do that will assist you. And this has helped people I've known and advised to do that. Take, if you've got physical textbooks, take them and hold them up to your third eye and concentrate on absorbing what is in those physical textbooks. It does help. I've known people that got really frightened about taking tests because they didn't study. Now, you should study, but these people didn't. And they did this, and it worked. So I don't know. It draws it in through your third eye.
Okay, yeah, that's actually a good idea. But the thing for me is I don't really like math, so I really have to try hard for it. And then, like, I forget, like, stuff really easily. Like, let's say I'm having an exam, like, in a little bit right now. And, like, I forget equations or stuff like that, maybe because I'm so nervous, or there's just so much you need to learn that you forget. I don't know.
I know. It's your perception that's blocking you. Stop thinking of it as a monument and think of it more as a pebble.
Okay. But you do see me, oh, like, passing.
I saw you doing fine, yes.
Okay.
Gary?
Yeah, I was going to say one thing, Erica. It took me a long time to realize that what we say is what we project and bring it to ourselves. Instead of being frustrated at yourself, what you can't remember, start thinking about how you're going to inspire yourself to go right to those synapses that already have the answer, and you're going to pull them out. And as Linda was saying about hold the book before your eyes, one of my favorite psychics of all time, Edgar Cayce, I don't know if you're ever familiar with him, but he's one of the phenomenal psychics in history. He thought everybody did what he did, which was sleep on a book and know all its contents. And he, by the time he was 18 or 20, he realized, wow, everybody didn't do that, huh? But he could sleep on a book and not even open it and know everything about it by psychic ability. So two little tricks there. Quit tying yourself up in thoughts about how much you don't like math and start thinking about how much you're going to bring those answers to yourself. Linda was saying, yeah, our own way of projecting it. Don't tell yourself you're going to fall off the boat. Tell yourself you're going to make the boat float and get to the other side. Really, think
yeah,
that way.
I know.
It'll make
I know.
Grasping
I try
those
to...
answers.
Yeah, well, I try to...
Go ahead.
Oh, well, yeah, I was just going to say, like, I try to tell myself that I'm going to conquer this just because, you know, I can do it as long as I really want it. But,
amen. Amen. Okay. And you start thinking that way. Every time you feel yourself a fear of math or the feel of failing, just push that out of it. That's the old norm. It's not the one you want to have going into the test or for the rest of your life, for that matter. You with me,
yeah,
girl?
Yeah, and I'm... Mhm. And I'm trying to move in the springtime. Do you also see that one happening?
I feel like it, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like
I feel like anything that you put your mind to will come out for you. You just have
Yay.
To really believe in yourself, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Amen, Erin.
Sure.
Remember, folks, you got nothing to lose by believing in yourself. You really don't. You have everything to gain. We are going to go to, it's like 843. 843, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Yes, who are we
Hi.
Speaking with?
This is Tanithia.
Tanithia, I think I said it
yes.
right, correctly.
Yes, she did.
Meet Linda.
Hi, Linda. You know what? I was really enjoying your reading of the cemetery.
Uh-huh.
The haunted cemetery. And, like, there are two near me. And I said, oh, wow, maybe we should go do, you know, visit them for Halloween or something, especially the one in Cambridge.
Oh, yeah, that would be so fun. Make sure you take your digital camera with you so that you can get really good video and photographs.
Yeah, I hope I get something. I think I'm going to go.
Yeah, I wish I could go with you, but I live clear over here in Idaho. I would love to visit some of these.
Well, I was wondering if you guys could do a general for me tonight.
Okay. I'm seeing a card that deals with communication, meditation, and someone who is very wise. I don't know if you're working with somebody on practicing spiritual type things. If you're not, then this is coming up for you. The communication could be either by telephone or online. And it's someone who is very good about meditating, and perhaps if you're having trouble with that, they can help you with it. And it seems to be a male figure, but they're very wise. So I don't know if this is someone you currently know or someone you're going to be meeting.
Okay.
Okay. And Gary?
Yeah, my dear, I'll give you the 2-3 months in 2 minutes. How would that work with you?
It works fine.
Okay. Can only kind of turn into certain aspects in 2 minutes. But I am charging these stones up for you. And all you have to do, my dear, when it feels right, is just say drop one time real clearly. Okay?
Drop.
There you go. Well, I forgot what your original question was, but you've got Neptune at the very top of this. And so it's showing several things. First, a growth in your own spirituality. It's showing how you're putting a lot of things, probably love relationships in the past where things didn't work out, or where you feel like you got, disillusioned in some way. So you're dealing with a lot of fresh plans and dreams here, and you should certainly expand on that, even if you don't get an immediate result. Things with love, things with men, relationships, new plans, that's all something you should explore here in the first couple weeks. And with this love stone, it's also like saying love your position, love what you're doing, love where you're at, love how you're going to really take a lot of things from the third and fourth and fifth week and restructure so many things in your life. Are you looking for a job? Is that what you were saying about a career?
I actually just started a position. Yeah.
Well, that's why I feel Neptune's right at the top. You're at the position you can really start reaching fresh dreams in spite of past disillusionment. I think this is going to work out real well for you. I think you're going to also get the strength here to know sort of how to work with some confusing issues around the job. It feels like there's both good, bad, and ugly all kind of running together. And you don't want to get lost or overwhelmed. So you're doing a lot with this first couple days and week. That's why it's feeling with love stone. It's just feeling in love with where you're at, feeling good about what's happening, because that gives you the ability and the confidence and the luck and the skill set here to kind of tend your way through this new position and make it optimal for you, I guess is the best way to see it. And it also feels like it's bringing some things you're going through are bringing relationships and love back in your life. Are you single right now, or are you in a relationship?
Very much so.
Very much single, or very much in a relationship?
Very much single.
Okay, well, that's what I'm feeling with this feeling of love coming into you. And it's not just about relationships and men, but it's about where you're at, because that's going to bring the right relationship back to you. Okay?
Okay.
You'd be inspired, girls. Neptune at the very top. Excuse me, I get too excited to get my words lined up sometimes. Neptune at the very top, at the very start, is saying dream big, start really envisioning, see where you want to go. You're in an opportunity now to benefit from it. Don't talk yourself out of it. Okay, my dear?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
God bless you, darling, and we sure appreciate all you folks getting with us tonight. We've only got a minute. And I wanted to thank you again, Linda, for being so entertaining.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
Oh, for your research on the whatever it was we did last week, the Halloween things, and this week on the most haunting gravesites.
Cemeteries.
Cemeteries. So I spend too much time on the web. It's creeping into my daily consciousness.
Ooh.
And for those of y'all we didn't get to this evening, be sure and call back and check with us next week. We had a lot of callers. We appreciate it. We appreciate you folks being online. And you have anything else to say, Linda?
Yes, I do. Be sure to check in tomorrow night. Lori Connell will be premiering. She'll be coming on with Jethro Smith. So be sure to tune in for that. Love, Lori C.
All right. Going to go out with about 30 seconds of a song called When Our Hearts All Beat Together. I did it 10, 20 years ago. Just a short version. We're going to be out of here in about 20 seconds, folks. Tune in next week.